morning, it's Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. Great to have you with us. Wow, who would think on a nice July day, swimming in the Pacific, you'd be called out of the water because of lightning. Boy, that's fascinating. Very rare event here in the summer in Southern California. Stay safe, you're out there at the coast. Coming up, a 2020 California ballot measure that would dramatically increase the DNA database available to law enforcement. It mandates DNA collection from lower-level offenders, and we'll hear the pros and cons later this hour. But first, former Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller scheduled to testify before two congressional committees tomorrow. Live coverage from NPR starts at 5:30 tomorrow morning here on 89.3 KPCC. The House Judiciary Committee's up first. Then at 9 a.m. our time, Mueller moves to the House Intelligence Committee. Now, each party is honing its approach to questioning, looking to maximum political advantage from aspects of Mueller's report. With us to look at the strategies and the likely questions is New York Times reporter who covers the FBI and national security, Adam Goldman. Adam, good to have you with us today.
Thanks for having me, Larry.
Let's start first just with a little bit of a preview. The FBI Director Christopher Wray is appearing before a Senate committee today. We getting any insight into some of the Mueller strategy that might be employed?
Well, Ray has been implacably boring today, so
doing his job, right?
So let's hope that's not a taste of what we're going to get tomorrow. But unfortunately, those are the expectations that Mueller is unlikely to create any news.
Democrats are expected to be focusing on potential obstruction as opposed to whether there was any coordination between the Trump campaign and Russian operatives. Do we have a sense of the types of questions related to obstruction that Democrats will ask?
Yeah, I mean, you can expect them to get, they're going to want a recounting from Mueller about each one of these possible acts that might have constituted obstruction. You know, you can imagine them asking Don McGahn, the general counsel, about how many times Trump called him to fire Mueller, right? And how many times McGahn didn't pick up the phone in the summer of 17. You could expect that kind of nitty-gritty questioning.
And are Democrats thinking there's likely value in Mueller even just saying what's in the report, that there's potential political benefit in that?
Yeah, I think they're trying. Look, the Dems want to raise awareness. The Dems are convinced that many Americans don't know or understand what's in this report. And having someone, like Mueller basically read the report or excerpts of it will bring attention to his findings, which the Dems think are pretty bad.
And are both parties expected to try and get Mueller to offer a personal view about whether obstruction charges would otherwise or should otherwise be filed if there was not the exception to the president facing potential charges?
I think that's the holy grail for the Democrats, right? If they could get Mueller to say, if not for him, if not for the Justice Department's policy about charging a city president, which you can't do, I would have recommended obstruction charges. If they could get Mueller to say that, I think that would be very significant. Clearly, if he was going to say that, the Republicans wouldn't want him to say that. That would be damaging to the president and damaging to this idea that the president didn't do anything wrong and all of this was a waste of time. The Republicans have to be very careful here about how they proceed with Mueller and the attacks they unleash on him. He's a patriot. He's seen as a proud American, someone who served his country faithfully and honestly. If they try to get dirty with him, they could end up dirtying themselves.
Are Republicans expected to try and go deep into the FISA warrant that was issued to engage in surveillance of Carter Page? Are they going to push on that?
Yeah, you could see them pushing on that, but you could also see them pushing on, you know, this idea, you know, picking up on Trump's tweets and their own, which is, you know, was there bias on this team? You hired a bunch of angry Democrats. You know, they gave money to Democrats. You know, were you concerned about bias on the team? You know, trying to undermine, you know, some of their findings. But like I said, they have to be careful because in the end, as Trump himself has said, you know, Mueller essentially exonerated him. So, you know, they don't want to open up. They have to be careful about opening up Pandora's box when the president has already said on the Russian collusion question, there wasn't sufficient evidence that there was collusion. And on the obstruction, you know, he wasn't totally exonerated, but you know, there are still questions remaining. So the Republicans really have to sort of thread this needle carefully here.
Adam Goldman covers the FBI and national security for the New York Times. He was part of the Pulitzer Prize-winning team looking into Russian efforts to affect the U.S. presidential election. There, of course, also the relationship between former FBI agents Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. And Mueller removed Strzok from any part of his team after the anti-Trump messages, the text that went back and forth between Strzok and Page. Is it expected that Republicans are going to be asking Mueller about that and the view that, you know, many Republicans have that there was anti-Trump bias within the Bureau?
Yeah, you can expect them to dig that up. It's pretty dated material now. Remember, I mean, this was almost 2 years ago when Trump had Peter Strzok removed from the team and Lisa Page, another investigator who had anti-Trump text, you know, she was removed in earlier. You know, they seem to get a lot of mileage out of that. I don't see Mueller saying anything more than, yes, we were made aware of these texts and we realized, you know, we had to get them off the team immediately. I mean, it only speaks to, I think the Dems would argue, it only speaks to Mueller's integrity by removing them quickly.
We're talking with Adam Goldman of the New York Times. So tomorrow, each of the committees, as I understand it, has only a couple of hours. And, you know, this is prime TV time for each of the members of Judiciary and Intelligence. Is there a thought that's going to be difficult to contain this to the intended time?
You know, we all know that members of Congress love to talk. Politicians love to talk. So I'm sure it'll be difficult for them to get this all done in this limited period of time. But, you know, these committees have been strategizing. You think members themselves are going to talk about what questions they're going to ask. And, you know, really, they really need to be economical about when it comes to their questioning and understand that, you know, you have to ask questions that Mueller, at least there's a decent chance that Mueller might ask. Otherwise, it's just a waste of time. And you would hope that members of Congress realize that. And they ask smart questions that inform the public, both on the Republican side and on the Democratic side.
Adam, good to have you with us today. Thanks very much. We appreciate it.
Yeah, bye.
Thanks, Adam Goldman, New York Times reporter covering the FBI and national security. Coming right up on Air Talk, a 2020 California ballot measure, which would make some reforms in sentencing and how particular crimes are treated. It would also expand DNA collection. We'll hear the pros and cons momentarily.